You won't. You fuck.
Welcome to Hammer Down!
Camera looks clear today, dude.
Number one sports betting show coming to the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
What are you doing today? Where you at? That's Bubblegum Pino. He's Canadian Station's beer and water. You at, did you not pull your fucking Red Wings on this morning or what?
I wear my steel toes every fucking day.
See how thick that flannel is? He came ready to work today.
How's he been attacking your flannel all day?
I don't know.
That's Nicky Skates. He's in the back attacking flannels.
How we doing? I love that flannel.
This is good flannel.
It's good color.
It's a shame there's not more colors. There was, the only other color was black and white, and it was kind of...
No, that's
kind
a good
of,
one.
That's
Dolphins green.
Blah? Is that right?
Blah is good. Blah.
You know, you're like, nah, it's okay.
Yeah. It's okay.
Blah.
Maybe I'll go back. Get
a little blah.
Maybe there'll be another one this weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense. Foxy's joining us for Picks Friday.
Yes, sir.
Foxy's hot.
Picks of the night.
Guys, fucking hot, dude.
Last night was a doozy, too. I actually turned that game on, the Knicks game, with like 2 minutes left. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. The game was close. Because in the first quarter, they were down 20, I think.
Yeah,
so they were down 25. Yeah.
Yeah, it was brutal. And so then I clicked it on with 2 minutes left. Oh, this is
That's
great.
The NBA.
I watched that game.
How was it?
Not bad.
Are you getting back into the NBA?
I'm a Celtics fan, so I should.
Celtics are boring to watch, I think.
Well, they stink. They got no backbone, no spine.
Wow.
You can't have that as a Boston team.
No. And it's been like that for a few years. It's concerning. I just got tired of watching fucking Iowa get ran out of the gym. What the fuck is Wisconsin good at basketball?
When we did our picks yesterday, you said...
I
think this is the wrong side.
Yeah, I know. I have a blind faith to Iowa, my friend Ty there. That's what I do.
You do love Iowa.
I stand with Ty. I fly
If you
with
had
the
to
Hawks.
Pick a Big Ten team, would they be your Big Ten team?
No, I'm Ohio State.
Okay.
I have family in Ohio. It's always been that way.
That was in Wisconsin, wasn't it? That game?
Yes, it was.
No. Yeah, that's hard to play. It's a tough place to play.
Did Connor just die?
Yeah, it sounded like it.
I thought that was Ty.
Gumpy, I never took you for a front runner.
No, it's family, dude. You know me. It's always family.
Fucking
it's always
family. Blood is thicker.
It's always family for Paul.
All right, Picks Friday. We go through the sports. We make picks. You've heard us talk about these fucking... You heard us talk all week about every scenario, who's playing, who's in, who's out.
You know what?
Now the road meets the rubber.
I got an announcement to make.
Rubber meets the road. You got an apology to make? Gumpy's got an apology to make.
And I'm going to regret this.
Make the apology.
No apology. I feel good about this board today.
Okay.
Okay, seeing it.
The guy's seeing it well.
And usually when we get to Friday, the NFL board, I like less and less. I woke up today and I said, I think I like some things here.
Okay.
That will be my final last words.
I like this, Gump.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like there's some...
I knew which side you were on earlier in the week, and I don't think we're going to go against each other, but...
Oh, you want to go to war.
I don't want to go to war, but if you want to go to war, we'll go to war.
Got my fucking...
I think you two need to go to war.
Bring up the board!
Hit us with the board. Oh, this is nice.
Saturday, Chiefs and Broncos. The line is 10.5. I don't think I want to touch this one.
I agree with you.
Normally, if this was any other week of the year and it was a Saturday NFL game, we'd force each other to make this pick.
But if I had I would lay the 11 with the Chiefs.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to take Broncos.
Because realistically, the Chiefs, they have a chance at the one seed, so they got it. Yes. Unless they're just saying, fuck it. But I don't think you can if you got a shot at the one seed.
I 1,000% agree.
No CEH, though. CEH didn't play last week, and they fucking lost. I'm fucking telling you. CEH is a big part of this offense, and nobody's talking about it. They went on their losing streak. He was hurt. They lost last week. He was hurt.
Well, that's what happens when you fucking try to go through Bobby Spillane.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
Thank you. Anyone in the back taking this game?
I don't know. I'm still figuring out which one of those games I'm picking on the Saturday night games.
Okay.
No thanks.
I need some more stats on the other game, the Cowboys Eagles.
Okay,
who's
so that's
playing,
a,
who's not,
that's a wild one. Apparently the Eagles players want to play. Before we continue with this, all the players are going to say that they want to play. No player is going to say that they don't want to play.
Right.
Makes a valid point.
But the Eagles have nothing to gain. To be honest, I'm not sure the Cowboys do either, really. Cowboys are currently the 4 seed at 11-5. Okay. The Bucks are at 12-4. The Rams are at 12-4. So if best case scenario, I guess the Cowboys can, could they go up to 2? No, because
Dak's playing. Because the Bucks
beat them head to head. So the best they could do is go up to 3. I don't know, but Jerry said the boys are playing. Mike McCarthy said they're playing. But the Cowboys also have COVID issues. I was on the Cowboys earlier in the week.
I think the Cowboys need a performance. I think they're feeling pretty down.
Give me the boys.
Yeah, I'll lay the 4.5 here, Tony.
I didn't want this.
I wasn't going to fucking... This is live. We're doing it live.
That's most surprising thing I just heard you both say there.
Yep.
All right, well, now after that, Tony had no confidence, and neither did you, Gump, in like what you guys were saying in terms of what the hell is going on with this game. Either team doesn't have anything to play for. The only team from that Saturday slate that has something to play for, Kansas City Chiefs, is what you guys just told
me.
1,000%. That's my pick of the night for Saturday, Chiefs minus 11.
Gosh, yes. Okay.
I can live with that if they don't cover.
I think Cowboys play. I think the Cowboys need a performance. I really do.
Okay.
I'll take the Eagles at home.
You bitch.
We'll ride with Sirianni and the Birds at the link.
They do have Gardner if Jalen's sitting out.
I forgot Minshew Mania.
I still trust the boys.
I don't blame you. That I'm thinking about the backup situation.
Nah. Give me the boys.
Yeah, fuck it. I mean, Packers, Lions. I got it earlier in the week at 2.5 with the Pack. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think
money line minus 135 when it opened. I will lay the 3.5.
I know Raji's going to get some run.
Goff playing is concerning, though.
Yeah.
People forget. There's been a lot of these week 17, week 18 games now where the better team does not play their players. And our teams have done this. Well, actually, the Lions probably never have. Dolphins probably haven't either.
No. Shut up.
But there's many times where fucking Byron Leftwich and Chuck Batch are getting a week 17 start, and they still win the game anyways. So give me the Pack.
You could have just said that, you know, you just didn't have to be an asshole.
Well, no, I was just seeing it. I was just, Bill.
I don't know on this one. I've been pretty torn all week.
You know, not having anything to fucking play for at the end of the year is enough. You know, I don't fucking need it from you. It's going to be the fucking same next year. God damn it. Fucking Dolphins.
Man. I will just, on this one, I will absolutely just ride with whoever the opposite of Foxy picks.
I'm not taking this game.
Come on. But die with the Lions, dude. Honestly, last game of the year. Thank you for your service.
You know what, actually?
You have to.
Because all week I've been like, yeah, the Packers aren't playing for anything. The Lions can't get any worse than the second overall pick, which I think first and second, you're in a good spot there with this draft class. And then you get Jared Goff back and like, the Lions are actually kind of flying around playing for MCDC. This would be a classic program win.
It would be a program
win. So that's why but also like what Tony just said, the better teams are still going to kick your ass, especially if it's a division game. So I've been back and forth on this one. I wish it was more than 3.5. If it was 5 or 6, 1,000%, I'm taking the Lions.
I think Jordan Love might fuck around and play ball.
That's what I'm saying. That's what the Lions do. They make backup quarterbacks look like they're all-stars, and they give them $1 million.
That's my thought process.
Jerry Goff might be a little rusty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bears and Vikings, it's at 5.5.
Vikings Super Bowl.
That's what Lombo said.
I have no reason to argue that. I took it at 4.5. I'll lay 5.5. Thank you, Vikings.
I'm going to stay away from that one. Anyone? Anyone else taking anything on this one?
I'll take the Vikes.
I'll take the Vikings.
Okay. Colts are laying 15.5 in Jacksonville.
Jesus.
There's only one side you can take. I don't think I'm going to do it, but there's only one side you can take, in my personal opinion.
The Colts are going to get up 21 points or so in the first half and then not be able to close out a fucking game. They'll probably still win by 6 or something. There's no way they're covering that all the way through the game.
Thank you, Bill. Colts fan. Noted Colts fan. Bill McComas.
Billy Colts fan.
The last couple weeks here for the Jags, they lost 50-10 to the Patriots. They lost to the Jets. They lost to the Texans by 14. They lost to the Titans by 20. They lost to the Rams by 30. They lost to the Niners by 20. They lost to the Falcons. You can't take the Jaguars. I'm not saying to take the Colts, but I'm saying you can't take the Jaguars.
Nah.
I'm not touching this game.
No, thank you. I'll pass.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Titans are 10. Might get
Jags money line.
Oh, okay. Jeez. I like that. Titans, 10 at the Texans.
I like this one. Titans, give me them.
Pa?
No, no, thank you. I don't know. I like the Texans.
I don't trust the Colts.
I like the Texans as a fucking, not as a pick, but I feel like the Texans might keep it close for some reason.
Yeah. They'll fight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay away.
Yeah, I'm not laying that many. I'm not laying it.
Football team and Giants. Anyone want to take this one?
No, 88% is on Washington.
That makes sense.
Jeez.
That's why I don't want to take it. Giants are the worst team in the NFL right now, I think. Yeah, maybe the Jags.
Yeah, I'm good on that game. I'm not letting that game ruin my day.
Yeah, it's good. Smart. That's a good way to bet every once in a while.
This is the board you felt good about, Kyle.
There's some games.
Listen, the 1 o'clock window is not a great window. We get to the 4:25 here in two picks.
Some games that matter.
There was some flexing going on.
We close out the 1 o'clock window here with two AFC North matchups. First one is Steelers Ravens. Huntley's playing for the Ravens. Deontay Johnson's back for the Steelers as of today. My worry here is the Steelers getting up to play after Monday night. But Tomlin normally has the boys ready to go, especially against the Ravens, especially if there's even the slightest glimpse of hope that they could get in the playoffs. But, you know, I will not be touching this game.
Road team in this matchup covered 7 of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Underdog in this matchup, 21-7-3, last 31 meetings. Ravens, 3-7 ATS, their last 10 games as a favorite. Give me the Steelers and the points.
I'm actually going to take the Steelers as well, and normally I wouldn't, but the Ravens' O-line is decimated. T.J. Watt needs some sacks. I feel like the boys are going to be fired up and rally around T.J. just like they rallied around Ben last time.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Cut me off. Someone else will tweet it out of context.
No, go ahead. While you're talking.
No, that's it. I'm taking Steelers 3.5.
Give me Steelers.
While you were talking, I was reminded that I have to bet Ben in his last game ever.
Jeez.
There's that, too.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
This is a thank you 7 bet.
Yep.
Give me the Steelers.
All right,
let's go.
We'll die together.
Full room on Steelers.
Yeah. Bengals +6 at the Brownies.
Fuck off. This might be the worst game of all of them.
Is it?
I think Giants-Washington's a pretty bad one. No, Washington might play. I thought Lindley was the backup the whole
time.
It's not. Brandon Allen.
Yeah.
Played very good last time out.
Did he?
Apparently. I've been getting tweeted that a lot.
By who? Bengals?
Throw this game in the fucking trash.
Yeah. This is a trash game.
Yeah.
Pats are at the Dolphins. That's interesting. That line's interesting.
It's way too much.
What would you think if the Dolphins were in the hunt? What would you think it'd be? Two?
Two three? And a half.
Yeah.
What are the Pats playing for?
A chance
to play either the Colts or the Bills.
If the Bills lose and Pats win the division.
Oh. I want the Patriots.
But obviously the Pats know the Bills probably aren't going to lose to the Jets.
Pats have covered 2 of 9 in Miami.
Ooh.
Jesus.
That has been the kryptonite.
Home teams covered 15 of 19 in this matchup. Finns covered 4 of 5 at home. Finns 9-4-1. Their last 14 as a dog. Give me the points.
Okay. Stay away from that one. I'm also going to stay away from the 16-15.5 spread there with the Bills and the Jets.
Yeah, no thanks.
No reason to take that many points.
Nope.
Yeah.
Game that I've loved all week. Bucks -8. Panthers have been atrocious. Bucks, this feels like they need this one.
Yeah.
A lot of noise around the Bucks right
fucking
now.
A lot of noise.
Huh? Tommy playing?
Tommy's playing. Bruce and everyone came out and said they're playing for the 2 seed. So This is my favorite pick of the week, Bucks minus the 8.
Let's go. You know what? Just because I'm kind of pissed off about something that's happening right now.
Spite bet.
Yeah, spite bet. Bucks minus 8. Okay. Fuck off.
If it was anyone else but the Panthers, I'd consider it, but got to go Bucks here.
Okay. Bucks minus 8.
I love that you just spite bet that one.
That's for the Shield.
That's for the Shield. You do represent the Shield, everyone. Saints are down to 3.5. I'm buying a point and taking the Saints at minus 2.5. You
son of a bitch. Falcons plus 4.5. No reasoning at all. I just feel like it's a feel.
That's you know what you feel? You feel Dean Pease.
Ah, Dean Piss. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Is it 3.5 now?
It's 3.5. I'm buying the point to 2.5. Gumpy got it at 4. We're going to middle this bitch at 3 this weekend.
Cam Jordan saying, like, Atlanta always gets up to play them. Some reason just stuck in my head.
See, that made me think like they know. The Saints know they're not just going to roll over.
Yeah. Matty Ice could be, one more time.
This could be Matty Ice's last game for the Birds.
Could be, but we don't know that.
I'm rolling with Gump. I'm taking the Birds. Okay.
Hell yeah. Dean Pease for the win.
Okay.
Love you, Dean.
Foxy, anything on that one?
I want to bet it, but you guys have me torn, so I think I'm just going to stay away, which is not like me. But
Seahawks plus the 6.5 at the Cards. If this was a Week 12 game, check that. If this was a Week 16 game, I would be taking the Seahawks plus the 6.5. I think it's a great matchup for the Seahawks. They play well against the Cardinals.
Yep. Cardinals have stunk at home this year.
But week 18 with nothing to play for. I can't pull the trigger on it.
Don't say nothing to play for.
What are they playing for?
This is Russ's fucking Seattle legacy, my friend.
Russ. No, Russ just said he's coming back to fucking Seattle.
But if he doesn't, you
got to
go
out. So the Cards got nothing to play for?
No, the Cards do.
Is JJ playing?
No.
I doubt it.
So the situation with the Cards is... They are, they're not moving off that 5 spot, huh?
Nope. Road team's covered.
Technically, they don't have anything to play for.
Road team's covered in 10 of the last 14 in this matchup. Dog has covered in 10 of 13 in this matchup. Seahawks as a road dog covered in 11 of 16. Cardinals haven't covered in 4 straight home games.
Yeah, because...
Give me the points.
Oh, no, they do. Because if the... Rams lose, and the Cards win. The Cards win the West.
Ooh. Oh, give me the Cards, then.
I want the Seahawks. I want Russ.
Hell yeah.
Because when you said that, and I said the Cards have nothing to play for, I was going to take the Seahawks, but then I remembered the
Go West. Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
And the Cards beat the Cowboys. They haven't played the Bucks. Can the Cards get up to the 2 seed?
I have no fucking clue.
No.
We need Kornacki.
We do need Kornacki.
Call him.
Oh.
Call him. That
beautiful playoff picture. No, I think they could get up to the 3, though. This is a big one. Rams win. They get the 2 seed. Niners win. They get in the playoffs. Rams also going for some records, potentially, stuff like that. Niners, looks like Jimmeth. Is Jimmeth going to play?
Nobody knows. They're good at
for that reason,
keeping that tight.
For that reason, I'm taking the Rams.
Niners covered 4 or 5 as a dog.
I know this.
Covered 6 of 8 overall. Covered 4 or 5 in L.A. Covered 4 or 5 there against L.A. Dog in this matchup. Covered 5 straight. Give me the Niners. And also sprinkle money line.
Wow. Okay.
You ain't getting away with fucking pick sixes on Sunday against the fucking Niners.
Wow. Stalking your boy, dude.
Fucking Shanahan's been stealing McVay's lunch for years.
I know, trust me.
He's about to fucking eat one more time.
I know.
Stafford's dialed in now, right? He's never thrown a million interceptions and still won games. So this week is the week where he's finally like,
he's going to keep thinking, oh, I can just keep doing this.
No. He's going to come to a realization like, wow, I could actually probably win a Super Bowl if I just don't throw any interceptions, maybe throw the ball away. This is the week that starts. So give me the Rams -4. And that's my Sunday pick of the day.
Beautiful.
Boy, this is tough. Oh, man. Come on. I've been feeling it all week, though, Tony. I'm with you. I think, and I hate that we're riding Fox here.
Let's go.
But I'm going around. I think OBJ. I think OBJ changes things for the dynamic and for Shanahan eating McVay's lunch. I think he's going to have the Rams hungry. I think they want to go into the playoffs making a statement, and this would be the perfect time to do it.
What about Akers? He back? That's the
they
back,
say.
Right? No, he's not back yet.
Okay. They say he's playing.
Oh, really? Yeah. This weekend there?
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't think he was. Before we go to the last game, I'd like to retract a game from earlier.
No. Fuck off.
Which, what?
What is this?
The one that we picked on the fly, dude.
The boys?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm
you
not.
You
got
to pick
them.
One of the games Saturday. You
give,
have to.
Give me the Chiefs minus the 11. Right.
I'll take Chiefs minus 11. Official pick. last fucking week we got, man. Come on.
Chargers and Raiders.
Oh, this is fucking.
This goes against.
Fucking. Fucking. Ring the fucking bell, dude.
It goes.
This is fucking the one of the weekend. John fucking Madden's widow. Fucking lighting the fucking torch. Are you fucking kidding me? This fucking Raiders team is back against their wall all fucking year.
This is a.
Coach Richie.
This is a gut feeling versus what the stats are telling me to do. Gut feeling's telling me to take the Chargers. Everything else is telling me to take the Raiders.
What are the numbers say?
Give me the Raiders plus the 3 at the home.
It's a good bet.
Is that what the numbers say?
Yeah.
Got to ride with the Raiders.
I love God the Raiders. I love the Raiders in this game, and I don't know why.
Don't you guys think this is the classic Raiders game to lose, though?
Oh, yeah.
They fucking just had a great game last week.
To be honest.
It's also a classic Chargers
you know,
game.
Bingo. Yeah, don't sleep on Yahtzee. Brandon Staley fucking choking at
this
some
is,
point.
That's what it came down to. Give me Bisaccia.
Raiders got nothing to lose. I feel like Chargers do.
I hear.
Raiders are not supposed to be here.
I understand.
Chargers were the fucking...
You know what makes this easier? Go ahead, continue, sir.
Chargers were fucking being talked about like Super Bowl fucking Herbert MVP. I mean, if they don't make the playoffs, this year is a failure.
This guy hates Justin Herbert.
Yeah, he does. And one of these teams...
fucking Bill, fucking giggling like the butcher's dog.
One of these teams has the greatest X factor in the NFL, and one of them doesn't.
The boy?
Marcus Mariota.
Oh.
Oh.
The boy as well.
He's back. Oh,
they just brought the boy back.
Oh, they did bring the boy back?
Yeah. There's another reason. This one's for the boy.
Golly. This one's for John.
This one's for the boy.
Okay.
That's the one, man.
I'm on the Raiders.
I love
then.
The fucking Raiders, okay. Dude. Fuck. Come on, Raiders.
So for some reason, I'm on the Chiefs.
Beautiful.
The Pack.
Beautiful.
The Bucks.
Jesus, I added about 6 picks during this show.
The Saints, the Rams, and the Raiders.
Ugh. Okay, leave that up there, Foxy. I'm on the
never a good sign.
These were added today. Chiefs, Cowboys, Bucks, all added live. We did it live.
Okay.
Steelers plus 5.5.
Oh, I'm on that too.
Vikings minus 4. Niners plus 5 with a sprinkle money line. Seahawks plus 6.5. Atlanta plus 4.5. Dolphins plus 7. Raiders plus 3 with a money line as well.
I'm going with the Eagles plus 4, the Steelers plus 3.5, the Vikings minus 5.5.
Super Bowl.
Atlanta plus 3.5, Matty Ice. The Rams minus 4, the New England Patriots minus 6.
Son of a bitch.
The Cards minus 6.5, and the Bucks minus 8. Oh, and the Raiders plus 3.
Oh.
How come you didn't say when we were talking about... Did you say what this one was for when we were talking about the Raiders?
What?
This one's for...
John?
Mm-hmm.
It is for John.
Yeah, we did.
I thought it was
for... We both said
it was for the boy, but
he didn't do it.
John.
He didn't do it in the voice, though.
This is going to be one of those weeks where fucking... We'll get the classic when you pick the opposite on every game, somebody wins.
Oh, you think we're going to get in trouble? Foxy, what was your Saturday and Sunday locks?
My locks of the night. Saturday, Chiefs minus 11. Uh-huh. Sunday, Rams minus 4.
Yes. Do you have any other favorites that you had in there?
I'm looking right now. No, let's just stick with those. Let's keep it simple.
Smart. It's a good slate. It's a good slate.
Okay, so I got a pick here on Picks Friday from one of our brews.
What?
Bruce. Bruce Brown?
No, one of our brews.
Oh, Bruce.
Oh, Brew.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Brew.
This guy says, shout out, Hammer Don. Watching the boys 11 p.m. here in Cape Town, South Africa.
Wow.
What's up, Brew?
The
Toffees, Everton, big tomorrow in the FA Cup.
Against who?
I don't know.
Checks out.
The Toffees. Everton. Big tomorrow in the FA Cup. That's all I'm hearing. That's all I'm seeing. Isn't the FA Cup footy?
Yep.
We got another FA Cup going on down in South Africa?
No, Bruce? That would be the Toffees. Oh, against Hull? I mean, no shit, dude. Hull City, what division are they in? Come on, Bruce.
Hull City, bitch. Hull City.
I don't know what we're talking about. I thought we were talking about fucking South African rugby or something.
Everton's minus 130. That's they got to win in 90, though. We're getting into that qualify for the next round nonsense.
I personally thought.
Oh, you thought there was a South African FA Cup?
Oh, yeah. You thought?
You know what happens when you think.
Yeah, don't overthink it.
Jeez. All right.
There's only one FA Cup.
We got fucking puck tonight or what?
Do you remember the Harry Redknapp commercial that aired on Sky Sports?
Two games of puck tonight?
This is England. This is the FA Cup. This is part of who we are.
No, I don't remember
that. We're done.
I promise you.
Talking FA Cup.
Commercial didn't.
Shut up.
Commercial didn't air here. Son of a bitch.
You fucking Penguin streak ends tomorrow.
Bold declaration.
Boom.
Where's it at? Is it in Dallas?
I have no idea. Some guy tweeted me this morning. That's the only reason I know.
It is matinee. They tend to not play great in matinees, but Gino might be back. So
3 o'clock NBC Sports game.
I thought it was 7.
Either TNT or ESPN. Okay. It's probably ESPN Plus.
Is there a full slate?
I'm just saying I missed the 3 o'clock NBC Sports game on the weekends.
There's only two games tonight.
There's only two games. The Flames at the Hurricanes, the Caps at the Blues.
Jesus.
Just want to let everyone in here know that I am in the first batch of people getting the NFL NFTs that just got released. So
nobody cares.
I'm going to be getting a pack.
You're actually getting a pack?
Yeah, dude.
Is this a big deal?
Yeah, it's huge.
How are those NBA? How those NBA ones doing?
It depends which ones you want to talk about. The Zion that we bought as an office, you know, it's on a downslope. It's only up from here.
Talking puck, Bill.
Two fucking games on Friday night?
Hey, you two. What just happened there?
That's your buddy.
Who put him on a microphone there?
Fucking
your show, Bill, dude. Take control of it.
I mean, you're running the fucking microphones, dude.
I muted him. What more do you want?
How did I hear it?
Flames, as we know, pretty good road team, but they did just get dismantled by the Bolts.
They got Dan Kreider blowing up a linebacker in the hole as an NFT.
That would be sweet. I would buy that.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Kucherov came back.
They have Ben doing this as an NFT.
Let's not talk about NFTs. Ben, turn this off.
Ben's last touchdown in this last game is actually one of the highlights.
Ooh, get on it. Yep.
See, look what happens.
Now you got him fucking doesn't know where he is.
All right, let's go. Sorry, Flames.
We're talking the Hurricanes on the 60-minute money line to win regulation. Canes minus 115.
Caps
and Blues. We will be taking the St. Louis Blues at home minus 110.
Jeez, I thought we were going to get the coin. That's even Steven.
The Caps are without Backstrom.
I thought we were getting the coin for sure.
Though. They're without Oshie. I don't know if I trust the coin yet.
There was a report that it did have long COVID after it came back too early, and then I think after what happened on the show, it actually developed a bit of anxiety.
It went into a deep pit of depression. Yeah,
so
it's been hard to reach, hard to get a read on. Yeah.
I'll reach out over the weekend.
Please do.
Yeah, I know Tony won't.
Fuck off, both of you.
Maybe some kind words from Tony would help, you know, boost its spirits back.
Maybe a fucking.
Listen, if the coin doesn't want to pick a minus 110 game, then that fucking coin can fuck off.
Fuck off.
How dare you?
Son of a bitch.
College basketball tonight.
Go on.
Ooh.
I got four.
What do I got? There's some fucking stinky lines out there. Stinky, stinky.
Hey, quick question on that. Will they not release tomorrow's lines until tomorrow?
College?
Yeah.
Ooh, you can get...
because like Michigan State, Michigan's tomorrow, but I don't see it on...
Yeah, you get
some later tonight. All right, Foxy, I'll tell you a little secret here. You fire up FanDuel around... 1:15 a.m. You get those opening lines for college basketball, my friend. You will have to stay up, but I mean, you can miss a few. You can miss a few.
That's exactly what's happening. There are some stinky lines out there.
Gross. I ain't never seen anything like this.
All right, you ready? You start today.
No, you go.
No, you fucking go.
You go.
McNeese State.
Oh, McNeese.
+1.5 at Southeast Louisiana.
McNeese Bear.
Fucking. Fucking Creasy Bear.
Creasy Bear.
As a pup, you kidding me? Give me the McNeese's.
I go with who I always go with. Mr. Shaka.
Oh.
Marquette money line at Georgetown.
Okay.
Thank you.
Going against fucking Mr. Ewing? Mr. Shaka.
Marquette, very good on Fridays, very good on the road.
Okay.
Georgetown, not great as a dog.
Not sure if you know this, but there's a wagon in the MAC, and they go by the name of the Bobcats.
The Bobcats?
The Ohio Bobcats. Been good for a few years now. Give me Ohio -8 at home against the Kent State Golden Flash.
Oh, an 8-piece.
Yeah.
Another team I'm faithful to.
Yeah.
Cleveland State -7.5 at Robert Morris. Cleveland State 2-0 against the spread on the road. Robert Morris 0-3 against the spread at home. Robert Morris has covered in 5 of their last 27 basketball games.
One of my picks tonight is Cleveland State -7.5 at Vikings. Bobby Moe.
Go Vikings, dude.
If you don't know, Bobby Moe is a Pittsburgh school. Bob Morris is a Pittsburgh school. Nick got his master's from Bobby Moe.
Is that where Wavy Davey went?
Bobby Moe.
Yeah.
Huh? Is that where Wavy Davey went?
Do you know who's Bobby Moe's number one rival is?
Dukes? Oh, so this is a spite bet?
This wow. is... No, it's bet. Not a spite bet. I mean...
Oh, we're rivals.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You went to Bob Morris?
So I went to 2 schools that were better than Duquesne.
No.
That's awesome.
The Duquesne Dukes... absolutely smash Bobby Moe every single time. It's more of a big brother, little brother situation there. Okay. Yes.
Duquesne Dukes ever made it to the dance?
As a Pitt Panthers?
I'm talking about Bobby Moe.
Yes, the Dukes have
Bobby Moe.
So I'm on Cleveland State -7.5 with you as well.
Good bet. Harvard.
Tell you what, the Ivy League tonight.
Harvard.
Has some
known
lines.
For their basketball.
Yeah.
Harvard money line at home versus Brown. Thank you.
Okay. Going to this game tonight, 7:00.
You're full of shit.
What are you talking about? Or no, actually, it's not here. Not going. I was going to go if it was in town.
You're not taking who I think you're taking.
Purdue Fort Wayne?
No.
PFW?
PFW.
Against Youngstown State?
Oof,
+5.5 as a pup?
Oof. Youngstown State, not a bad ball team.
Here, puppy.
Not a bad ball team.
Come here. You want a treat? 5.5. Tonight.
Jeez. All right. Say this one for me.
Yeah, gotcha, pal. Canisius?
Nope. Another one.
First letter. What's the first letter?
L.
Lehigh?
Nope.
Laramie?
Nope.
Bellarmine?
Lafayette.
Oh.
Well done.
Is that right?
Yeah, Lafayette, yeah.
Pretty good. So. Money line at Holy Cross.
Is that UL Lafayette or just Lafayette?
Just Lafayette.
Okay.
Holy Cross haven't covered at home this year. Leopards covered in 4 straight on the road. 6-2 against the spread. 8 games as a road favorite.
Okay.
Thank you.
You got any more? You got one more?
Yeah, what do you got?
I got nothing left. I only have
4. Oh. This is the stinky one. This one makes no fucking sense. This could be the biggest trap of all time or the biggest gift of all time. Cornell is 9-3. Penn is 4-10. Cornell is getting 4.5 points. I have no fucking clue why. Give me the 4.5. The Big Red have covered in 10 of 11.
Okay.
And then last one of the night, this one. This one makes no sense either. Well, it makes no sense for me to take it.
Okay.
This feels very much like...
Completely on the other side.
Creighton played Villanova the other night.
Okay, yeah, I saw you.
Creighton beat Villanova by 25 when they played earlier this year.
Yeah.
Creighton was getting 11 points at Villanova.
Yeah.
Villanova beat them by 40.
Okay.
Give me Butler plus 6.5 against Xavier.
Okay, so I was looking at taking the X's, but they haven't played since before Christmas, I think.
Yeah, this is mostly a fade the public operation. Dog in this matchup covered 4 of 5. Xavier, last 4 is a road favorite, haven't covered.
There's a boost tonight for Marquette, Ohio, and Xavier all to win. I'm on Ohio. You like Marquette, but we're not.
Butler could cover. We could split it. We can middle it. I'll take the boost there. What's it at?
Plus 320.
Oh, yeah. Give me that.
We're on the boost?
Yeah, come on.
All right.
That's going to be a middle, though. If
executing boost.
I will take, if Butler wins, you know, I was on the right side, you know.
Why do I have to?
Oh, fucking Marseille's up. Huh. League.
Oh, stupid. Marseille's up?
1-0.
Okay.
55th minute.
Foxy's, it was Picks Friday for NFL. I don't know if you got one in the NBA tonight or not.
You.
Okay.
I can't be 2-0 on picks.
Guys fucking going for 3-0.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. So tonight, ESPN slate NBA.
Okay.
First game, Brooklyn versus the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Other game, Hawks against the Lakers. Lakers are all fucked up, so normally you'd expect me to bet on that, but I'm not doing that today. So I was looking at the Bucks-Nets game. The Nets have lost 2 in a row.
Oh, boy.
The Bucks have lost 2 in a row. I apologize.
Bounce back.
And this is in Brooklyn, so that means no Kyrie.
True.
Is that right?
Yes, that's, yeah.
This is so wonky. Like, that's the weirdest thing ever. And the Bucks are getting 4.5 points, so I will take those 4.5.
Okay. I respect Foxy. That.
Yep.
Foxy's going for 3 in a row.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
That's nothing to sneeze
nothing
at.
Nothing I enjoy more than tweeting out than fucking Foxy hitting the bet. It fucking gets people going.
Can I interest you in the boost, though, Foxy?
What's the boost?
LeBron to score 30 and the Lakers to win.
Plus
250.
Yeah, I'm telling you, normally I would love that, but the Lakers are all fucked up.
Nick, did you see the hockey boost?
I did. It was Caps and
Hurricanes.
I mean, I'm on the Blues, but again, it is a coin flip kind of game.
Yeah, we would have thought.
Easily win.
Would have thought. Would have fucking thought.
Take him down.
What do we have left?
Finish
footy?
Finish him.
Yeah.
That's it.
We are.
It's Friday. All we got is footy left.
Who knows what the fuck's going on with these games? Serie A game's been getting canceled left and right. I'm on a lot of money lines tomorrow, which I do not love.
Okay.
I do not love.
I know you don't. You always say, I'm not a big money line.
Nah, if you can get a draw, no better, a double chance, I'll go dancing. You know?
You will. You can hear the music in your feet.
Yep. La Liga, Mallorca, double chance at Levante.
Okay.
I do worry about Levante getting Soldado back.
Okay.
But they haven't won all year.
I hear you.
So give me double chance on Mallorca.
But Soldado is back.
Soldado is back. He used to play for Tottenham. You remember Soldado?
Yeah, Soldado.
Yep. Real Sociedad, money line at home versus Celta Vigo. Celta's won 2 in a row. I expect Sociedad to bounce back after a couple tough performances.
Okay.
Ugh. Barcelona, money line at Granada. I mean, Barcelona's got to figure it out at some point. Let's hope it's tomorrow. And then to the Bundesliga, the double chance Kings, Union Berlin.
Every time, dude.
At Leverkusen, Union Berlin's missing their striker, which does worry me. That African Cup of Nations is happening right now, so a lot of teams are missing some guys. Leverkusen haven't won in 4, though. I'll take double chance Union Berlin. Stuttgart, money line, even money at Grüther.
Grüther.
Been going against Grüther all fucking year. We're not going to stop now.
I am Grüther.
Freiburg, money line at home versus Arminia. Freiburg's been very good this year. RB Leipzig, money line versus Mainz. Minus 120. I like Leipzig here. Dortmund is even money line at Frankfurt. Frankfurt's been playing well, but Haaland's in for Dortmund, I'll take Dortmund.
Oh, anytime fucking Haaland's in, we're going.
And then Sunday, I'll just fucking run through these because this is a fucking disaster.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's a lot here, and I don't think we need a 45-minute show of me talking about footy bets.
Some people would disagree.
Okay. La Liga, that saves me fucking tweeting them out. La Liga, Real Betis, draw no bet at Rayo Vallecano. Sevilla, money line versus Hatafi.
Mm-hmm.
Atletico Madrid, draw no bet at Villarreal. Serie A, AC Milan, money line at Venezia.
Hell yeah.
Juventus,
yes.
Draw no bet at Roma.
Yes.
Ooh.
What, you like Roma?
No, Diggs.
Oh.
I'm a Milano guy.
Yes.
You Juventus?
Huh?
You Juventus or Milan?
I'm not Milano.
No. Atalanta, money line at Udinese. Bologna, draw no bet at Cagliari. Fiorentina, draw no bet at Torino. Sassuolo! Draw no bet at Empoli.
You love Sassuolo.
Yeah, I don't know why they've been burning me lately, but draw no bet, good value there. Bundesliga, Hertha Berlin, draw no bet at Cologne. Wolfsburg, draw no bet at Bochum. And then Ligue 1, I'll take PSG money line at Lyon. Monaco, draw no bet at Nantes. Reims, double chance at Clermont. Montpellier, money line over Troyes. And Nice, draw no bet at Brest.
Okay.
That is all.
Well done.
Well done.
That is all.
Well done.
I got something real quick.
Okay.
Josh Weary DM me, and he must be listening to the show. Shout out Josh. And
thank
said,
you, Josh.
The Bucks do not have Giannis or Drew tonight. And I don't know if that's true or not.
Let me check.
All right. Let me check, too.
Does that change your pick?
Yeah, 100%.
What do you mean?
Hey, Siri, is Giannis playing tonight?
What did they say?
Didn't work. It didn't work.
Let me check the injury report.
All right. I thought it said he was. That's why I took him.
Giannis is day-to-day.
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
But Pat Connaughton's out. Dante DiVincenzo's out. George Hill's out. Drew Holiday's out.
Oh, we got Michigan State's tomorrow?
Yeah. That's why I was asking why the line's not up. Is it up for you?
Probably not.
Let me check the algorithm.
Are you checking the algae?
Well.
That's why, not that this is an issue in college, too. But
Michigan State plus one.
That must be in Michigan.
Yep. That's a tough fucking game. Michigan's been playing like shit. Michigan's look bad, bad.
Plus one?
Take them, Foxy. Man.
Yeah, that's 1,000%. 1,000% my pick tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
I got to check the first half line. Maybe I'll tweet that one out, but 1,000% Michigan State plus one.
Bad boy, Foxy.
Yes.
I got to do one last check if there's a first half line for Lions Packers.
But while Gumpy's checking that, I would like to send all of my thanks to everyone who listens and watches to this show. We cannot thank you enough.
Nope.
What?
There's no first half line.
I thought you were going to say, like, hey, don't fucking thank these people.
No.
If Giannis is playing, I'm sticking with my pick.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Bobby Wagner's out for the Seahawks?
It's an asterisk bet. We like to call that an asterisk bet.
Thank you.
Don't love that.
Don't love Bob Wagner's out.
No. It's heart and soul of that defense.
Heart and soul of the team. Okay.
All right. Go Hawks.
May peace be with you this weekend. And may that peace that is with you bring you winners.
And also with you.
And thank you. And also with you. And may those winners bring you and your family great fortune. And may that great fortune bring you and your family great happiness. And within that happiness, may that bring you great peace. And peace be with you.
Smart.
Circle of life.
Go on.
The circle of gambling.
Beautiful.
We'll see you Monday. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.